Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special roundup edition of AFS. I've got Josh Sexton here with me, which means that we're going to talk basketball. And I felt, Josh, we had to do a little bit of what happened after our big predictions round for the NBA playoffs. It didn't go very well, our predictions, no. I think it's fair to say. The NBA playoffs went very well, if you ask me. I thought it was a fantastic whole playoff series. And the Denver Nuggets ended up as the NBA champions. Now, some of us did predict they would get to the finals, but then those same people may have also predicted that they would lose to the team that lost in the first round. So, first of all, let's talk about the Denver Nuggets. As it turned out, throughout the playoffs, comfortably the best team in basketball, and considering they finished as of the number one seed in their conference, surely our surprise at them being champions shouldn't really be there. They would probably feel a little bit disrespected maybe by some people.
100%, yeah. I think that the general NBA discourse, like I did a bit of a video about this because there was, you know, there's obviously Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated who was made himself the most publicly known, but there was, you know, a number of people in the NBA media saying, you know, the Denver Nuggets aren't a good story. They're not an interesting basketball team to watch. And I think that was even before, you know, they did what they did to them, Miami Heat. That was them going into the finals when they were being disrespected throughout the whole season, really, because everyone saw the West as a dumpster fire without sort of acknowledging that the West can simultaneously be a dumpster fire and one team can still make themselves clear in a way the best team in the league. Now, there's arguments you can make about Memphis, and if Ja wasn't going through what Ja was going through, would they maybe be a bit more within touching distance of that? And then maybe would that have made a difference in the postseason? That will always be a sort of what if, but you saw from the teams that, you know, specifically we thought were going to come out of the East. Like, you thought Milwaukee was going to win the lot. I thought the Celtics were going to win the lot. You saw from their problems how easy it is to, you know, be a good team and simultaneously have those problems. And it's you know, the Nuggets do deserve so much respect for sticking with Michael Malone, for one, for not blowing that core up for two, because that was another thing that people said they probably should have done at some point. And ultimately, they've got over the hump now. And I'm so pleased they did. For me, they were the best team throughout the NBA season. They're the ones who consistently had no problems, as I said, and they're just a very likable team, top to bottom.